you wash in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
You gave me strength.
Fortune of the Stafford Brothers, and you're listening to Johnny Woodlock on the way back.
Hello, Elizabeth. I'm sure missing you.
Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we find ourselves back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, where this is recorded weekly. We also are coming to you via the historic airwaves at CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the old limestone city of Canada. Also heard throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto areas and worldwide at www.oshawarocks.com. And, of course, on YouTube as well at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I'd like to now open the second hour of our program today dedicated to the legendary Statler Brothers with paying tribute to the man in black who gave the Statler Brothers their start way back in 1964, and that, of course, is Johnny Cash. Forever remembered as the man in black, with that mention, I would like to pay tribute to Johnny with a song that the Statlers recorded in honor of Johnny called We Got Paid by Cash. We'll then follow with Johnny himself and backed by the Statler Brothers. And also, just a little tidbit, is Jan Howard is singing high tenor in this. With that, we'll pay tribute to the all-time classic gospel favorite called Daddy Sang Bass. With that, I'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Next, we'd like to present a group that's working our show regular. Four young men from Virginia who are really brothers, the Statler Brothers.
It started March of 64, many years ago. We were hired by Johnny Cash to open up his show. Four boys, a worn-out Cadillac with a roadmap on the dash. For the next 8.5 years, we got paid by Cash.
He took us down to Nashville to Columbia Studios.
Not knowing where we came from, they told us where to go.
But Johnny said, I like them, don't you give them no trash. You see, we were Johnny's little boys, and we got paid by Cash.
We were there when June became Johnny's loving bride. And we sang to him that morning, our buddy Luther died. There when John remembered God was on his side.
We watched him on the concert stage and watched him write his songs and saw the things we had to do and the things that could go wrong. And if we had to start again, we'd do it in a flash, 'cause we learned more than we earned when
we got paid by cash.
Then came the time when our career demanded that we go. And through some tears we all shook hands that last and final show. All those years we never had a contract or a flag. Whatever we may be today, we owe it all to cash.
Our buddy Luther died. And we were there when the sun was born that filled them both with pride. And we were there when John remembered God was on his side.
Now John will tell you there were years when times were good and bad. But we can tell you they were some of the best we ever had.
Carl Perkins and the Carters and the Tennessee Three. We were one big happy family and would have done it all for free.
I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy'll sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. The sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor and also our beloved mascot to our program today, none other than Simbush the Wonder Husky. As I welcome Simbush to our program today, I have a collection of favorites as picked and selected by Simbush and recorded, of course, by his Statler brothers. With that mentioned, we'll begin with an all-time classic called The Official Historian of Shirley Jean Braille. Then we'll follow with a classic called Bed of Roses, which Don Reed, I understand, wrote. And then we'll follow with a song that was on the original Smokey and the Bandit movie, Volume 2. And it's called Charlotte's Web. And I do hope you all enjoy these. And also thank you, Simbush, for your contribution to the day's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known her since God only knows that I won't tell. I caught her the first time she stumbled and fell, and surely she knows me just as well.
I can tell you her birthday and her daddy's middle name, the uncles on her mama's side and the ones they don't claim.
What she's got for Christmas since 1952, and that's only the beginning of the things I could tell you. Cause I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known her since God only knows and I won't tell. I caught her the first time she stumbled and fell, and surely she knows me just as well.
I can tell you her favorite song and where she likes to park, and why to this very day she's scared of the dark.
how she got her nickname and that scar behind her knee. If there's anything you need to know about Shirley, just ask me. I know where she's ticklish and her every little quirk. Funny she don't read and her number at work. I know what she stands for and what she won't allow. The only thing that I don't know is where she is right now. But I'm the official historian on Shirley Jean Burrell. I've known her since God only knows and I won't tell. I caught her the first time she stumbled and fell. And surely she knows me just as well. Oh, surely she knows me just as well.
Called a scarlet woman by the people who would go to church but left me in the streets. With no parents of my own, I never had a home, and an 18-year-old boy has got to eat. She found me outside one Sunday morning, begging money from a man I didn't know. She took and wiped away my childhood. A woman on the streets, this lady rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. Was spoken to in town by very few. She managed the late evening business like most of the town wish they could do. And I learned all the things that a man should know from a woman not approved of, I suppose. But she died knowing that I really loved her. Off life's bramble bush, I picked a rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. This bed of roses that I lay on,
she hoped that I would understand.
sang. She turned two cards up face to face. She said two hearts have found a place. Now all the rest is history. The future's full of sharp love in me. And I'll take the lights of Charlotte and her kind. Small town talk don't matter now that Charlotte's mine. It may be true that other men have found her face, but I'm the one who's caught in Charlotte's way. It may be true that
my name's Claude Gray. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the way back. Thank you.
All the one that I had was a good girl. And the one that I wanted was bad.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that mentioned, if you listen to the show or follow me on Facebook, you know by now that I am up here in Niagara Falls this weekend, enjoying some time with a good friend of mine. Well, anyway, he was a good friend of many of the country music pioneers and legends. I would like to pay tribute to a collection of songs that actually mention Niagara Falls in the lyrics and send them out to my good friend, Bob Gardner of Chippewa and Niagara Falls. Falls, Ontario. First of all, it's going to be a song by Harold McIntyre and a song called That's How Long I'll Love You. We'll then follow with Alberta Slim from out in Alberta, but I also understand that he was originally from England and was a paraphrase on the old Montana Slim catchphrase that Wolf Carter always used. But anyway, it's going to be Canada, My Homeland. We'll then wrap up this feature of Niagara Falls type songs with a song going out to John and Kathy in Guelph, Ontario. For them today will be the king of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song he released late in his career called Mirage. With that, I'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and also happy Sunday to each and every one of you. Welcome in, friends.
And they're swimming in my head. Should I stay and believe you, or get up and run out from your bed? This old country girl was taught that love should last forever, and city boys bail out when the ship hits stormy weather. Caught between my love for you, the teachings of my youth. Lord, how I pray the words that you are saying are the truth.
Till the mighty Mississippi dries up and becomes a trickling stream. Till an old man from Kentucky admits that the grass is really green. Till the cataracts of Niagara Falls stop flowing o'er the gorgeous walls, and morning fails to bring a crystal view. When my life is at an end, I'll stop of you again, 'cause that's how long I'll love you.
comes a trick man's dream till an old man from Kentucky admits that the grass is really
Valley, the shores of Hudson's Bay, from the wide rolling prairie to the Schweinsteen and De Beaupré. Away up north, the Arctic Ocean to the border USA, from the Grand Banks of Newfoundland to the mountains of BC. Let us join hands in this great land, keep our country strong. Canada, my homeland, is where my heart belongs. Where the snow-capped mountains rise, giant forests grow. Oh, where the wild goose nest and fly, and mighty rivers flow. Where the deer and the antelope play on the open range. Where the ever-shifting wind blows the prairie grain. Shine on the ice and snow, in the land of the seal and the polar bear, home of the caribou, where a coyote wails a lonesome tale, the beaver builds his dam. High in the sky, a wild hawk flies in the land of the midnight sun. Away up north, the Arctic Ocean, to the border USA. From the Grand Banks of Newfoundland to the mountains of BC, let us join hands in this great land and keep our country strong. Canada, my homeland, is where my heart belongs.
Good night, Marazzo. Good night to you. Good night, Marazzo. May all of your dreams come true.
May all of your dreams come true.
I met her in April. We married in June. We went to Niagara on our honeymoon. Got broken, came home, and then what did she do? She went back to Niagara with somebody new. And it's good night, Mirage. Good night to you. Good night, Mirage. May all of your dreams come true.
May all of your dreams come true.
And now that it's over, I guess I'll be fine, as long as I take it one day at a time. But today in the paper I was so appalled, some forsaken lover jumped over the falls. And it's good night, Mirage, good night to you. Good night, Mirage, may all of your dreams come true.
May all of your dreams come true.
Oh, where is Mirage, the girl of my dreams? Just like a mirage, she's not what she seems. Beware of her kisses, they will make you glow. Then it's over the falls of Niagara you go. Good night, Mirage. Good night to you. Good night, Mirage. May all of your dreams come true. Good night, Mirage. Good night to you. Good night, Mirage. May all of your dreams come true. May all of your dreams come true.
This is Wayne Roster, and you're listening to Way Back, my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
I'll let a stranger go visit a neighbor and love everybody, cause they all love you.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back with Johnny show, and that, of course, second mascot member of our morning show. Even though she's the littlest member of our team, she has a mile-long personality, to coin a phrase. With that, I would like to welcome Gunny to our show today with her collection of Statler Brothers songs. First, we'll hear an all-time classic called Do You Remember These? We'll then follow with another classic called The Movies, and we'll wrap up with an all-time favorite of mine called How to Be a Country Star. With that, I'll dedicate these all out to our good friends out there listening in, and that includes you, Gunny, our beloved little girl, and our beloved Dachshund. Welcome in, friends.
Saturday morning, serials chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, sock hops, Studebaker, Baker, Pepsi, please. Ah, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The hip parade, Grape Truade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tutti frutti, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those? James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, ask daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bend and burn and wait your turn, and four foul balls you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Some clothes, little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair.
Charles Atlas Course, Roy Rogers Horse, and only the Shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable's Charm, Frog in Your Arm, Loud Mufflers, Bitch and Woo, Going Steady, Veronica and Betty, White Bucks and Blue Suede Shoes, Knock Knock Jokes, Who's There? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey, remember these? Yes, we do. Ah, do we remember these? Lots of things in this whole world, fancy cars and pretty girls, it's something I like more than sunny skies. The grandest thing I've ever seen are pictures on a movie screen. Wolfman, you're a fright, all right, but sure a sight for sore eyes. It's a world of kings and queens up there on that movie screen. It's a picnic crossing River Kwai. The movies are great medicine. Thank you, Thomas Edison, for giving us the best years of our lives.
Citizen Kane, Kane Mutiny, Mutiny on the Bounty, the Bounty Hunters, the Hunters, and the Sting. Thunder Road and Road to Rio, Rio Grande and Grand Hotel, tell them Willie Boy was here with Bride of Frankenstein and Shane.
I love anything that moves, dancing feet to horses' hooves, Peyton Place to Dorothy's trip to Oz. Tom Mix to David Edison, thank you, Thomas Edison, for giving us the best years of our lives.
I love Captain Blood and Elmer Fudd and Charlie Chan, Ben-Ben-Hur, the way we were, True Grit and Music Man. Thunderball and Walking Tall and Jaws and Jesse James, Dr. No and Vertigo and Singing in the Rain, Singing in the Rain.
Blood and Sand and Santa Fe, Dunaway and Getaway, Mexicali, Rose and Rosemary, Blackboard Jungle, Jungle Jim, Jim Thorpe All-American, An American in Paris, Paris Blues, Blue Hawaii.
I'm teacher's pet on Ship of Fools, the movies were my special school. I'm the graduate of 12 o'clock high. The movies are great medicine. I thank you, Tommy Edison, for giving us the best years of our lives.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. The movies are the craziest. I'll be a movie nut until I die. The movies are great medicine. Thank you, Thomas Edison, for giving us the best years of our lives.
Rolly Rogers,
you gave us the best years of our lives.
There's questions we're always hearing everywhere we go, like, how do I cut a record or get on a country show? Well, it takes more than just ambition and three chords on an old guitar. There's a few more things you ought to learn to be a country star. You gotta learn to sing like Waylon or pick like Jerry Reed.
Yodel like Jeannie Shepherd, or write songs like Tom T.
Put a cry in your voice like Haggard. Learn Spanish like Johnny R.
Whisper like Bill Anderson, and you'll be a country star.
Play piano like Ronnie Millsap, or Gilly or Jerry Lee. Yo-yo like Roy Acuff, or talk plain like Ralph Emery.
and you'll be a country star. Be tall like Sonny James is, tell jokes like Minnie Pearl, or be short like Jimmy Dickens, or play five string like Earl. Get a headband like Willie's, learn to stutter like Mel, get a cap like Roy Clark wore, or a voice like Barbara Mandrell. Be rich like Eddie Arnold, say you're making more than you are, get a gimmick like Charlie Pratt, and you'll be a country star. But if you have no talent, and if you're not a male, if you're built somewhat like Dolly, or have a face like Crystal Gale, come backstage and ask for Bill, Don, or Lou, and we'll see you get audition for the Statler Brothers Review.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess.
Hi, this is Don Reed of the Statler Brothers, and you're listening to my friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Now, friends, it's once again that time to remember another archived interview from the past. With that mentioned, an archived interview that I was had the great fortune, as to say, to do with the legendary Jimmy Fortune. With that mentioned, this interview first aired in 2021 during our original afternoon run of the Way Back Country Jamboree. With that mentioned, we'll follow this interview with Jimmy Fortune with another classic, this time that he requested I play, called the Class of 57. With that, here now is an all-time interview from the past, but a classic goodie nonetheless, with my good friend Jimmy Fortune from the year 2021. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Jimmy. So let's go back to 1955. On March 11th, you were born. A happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny. I appreciate that. 66 years old.
Yes.
Yep. And I didn't know if I'd make it this long or not, but I'm here. Thank
yes.
God.
Yes. Well, we're glad you are here. What are your earliest musical memories growing up?
Well, I'm number 7 of 9 children, and born in Virginia, and my family always sang. We sang at churches on Sunday sometimes, and as a family. And so I found a guitar. Actually, when I tell people we were really poor, we really were. There was a dump near our house. I found an old guitar that had 2 strings on it in a dump near our house, and I took it home and I started playing it when I was about 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Just playing it on those 2 strings, and I had that guitar for 4 years until Mom and Dad, Christmas in 1967, a real guitar. It was an old harmony guitar, and my daddy showed me 3 chords, and then I started playing that guitar from there on. I put together a group when I was 13, and started playing PTA meetings and things like that. And then the high school dances, led the high school dances and things, and then eventually out into the countryside and the towns that were out around Virginia and Charlottesville, Lynchburg, Waynesboro.
Yes.
And started playing in clubs like Holiday Inn, Sheridan Inn, Ramada Inn, doing all kinds of music, really.
Okay.
And it led me to, actually, that's what led me to the Statler Brothers in 1982.
And would you share with us anything about meeting Lou DeWitt?
Yeah, I was playing music, like I said, six nights a week, 4 hours a night, and I had a full-time daytime job and at a car dealership in Charlottesville, Virginia, a place called Berlin Porsche Audi. But I had a night off, actually, the night before Thanksgiving 1981. I was off And some friends of mine called me about a jam session at a place called Winter Green, Virginia. And I went up there that night to play and just sit in. And Lou DeWitt happened to be there, the Stout Brothers. He sang tenor, you know, 20 years before I came along.
Yes, he sure did.
And he wrote Flowers on the Wall, a lot of their big hits. He was one of my heroes. So I met him that night, long story short, and didn't know that he suffered from Crohn's disease.
Okay.
I thought, man, I'd gotten to meet one of my heroes, and left there that night very excited that I'd met him, never thinking that I'd hear from him again. But he was going to have to be out for about 6 months for surgery, and so right after Christmas that year, I get a call from the Staten Brothers saying, hey, want me to come talk to him, that Lou had mentioned my name as someone who could sit in for him, you know, while he was out.
Mm-hmm.
And they got me to come over and talk to me, and I didn't never realize that I just, you know, thought I was, long story short, they did wind up hiring me to come and sing and fill in for him. Had no idea that eventually he would say, I can't come back and do this anymore. Could you just do it for me? Could you come and help me out and go ahead and take my place in the Staten Brothers? And I thought, man, I didn't really want to do that because I didn't think anybody could ever take his place. And I said, well, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to help you out, but I'm not going to take your place. I will make a place for myself.
Yes.
Lou DeWitt would always be the first tenor for the Staten Brothers, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be there. So
exactly, yeah.
He was the one that kind of picked me out for the group, and I tried to make the best of it, and it turned into... I stayed until they retired in 2002.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what was it like getting the news after almost 30 years together?
Well, they had been together, I think he'd been there 18 years, and and then when they hired me, I came in 82.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there till 2002, so I was there for almost 21 years.
Okay, yes.
The time that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to explain it. It went by so fast, and everything was happening so fast in the first part of it. I didn't really have time to think about it. It was like these things were happening. I always talk about these God things that happen in your life that you can't figure mm-hmm. why or why you're in this certain position and why you're here and you know, what's going on. But I never questioned anything. I just thought, well, this is probably where God put me, and I have to try to make the best of it. You know, I did do that, and he, you know, I just had a really blessed life, and I'm thankful for all the things that have happened that I can't even explain. I have to pinch myself sometimes to think that
exactly.
I was with a group like the Dattler Brothers, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it must have been hard for you going on as a solo artist.
Yeah, it was, because I was used to leaning on Harold, Phil, and Don for so many years, and you know, then they were going to retire. They told me in the January of 1982 that this would be the last year, and they were going to retire in October. And when they asked me, you know, what I was going to do, of course, I was, you know, about 16 years younger than they were, and I just really, at my point in my life, I wasn't ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
I had four kids in college. I just built a new home, and up there in Virginia, and they asked me, you know, I just felt like I still had a purpose to be out there, and I prayed a lot about it, and I felt God telling me, you know, hey, I need you to continue on with a positive message in your music.
Exactly.
And it became my purpose, you know, with God's help. I just kept moving. I just kept going. And,
that's right.
And a lot of good things have happened from it. And now it's turned into almost a 20-year career now on my own. So,
exactly, that's right. Now, when this interview goes to air, it'll be the sad anniversary of the one-year passing of our dear friend Harold. What are your favorite memories of Harold?
Well, Harold was, they always say he was a funny man. He was funny, but he was an entertainer. But not only on stage, he was even funnier off stage.
Okay.
And he was brilliant. I don't know how else to explain. He was brilliant in not only being on stage, being able to make people laugh, to make people feel like they were in. He never left people out. He always included people in the audience. He always said that, you know, whatever you do, you don't do things that people out there that are wondering, hey, what are you doing? Doing it, you always let them in on everything that's going on,
exactly.
And they will appreciate it. And so the audience, he knew how to handle an audience but he also knew how to, when he was on the bus with us, and he, you know, he had his serious sides, but he also had this side of just saying something to make you laugh. He was always saying something that, you know, keeping you entertained, whether you were watching a show or whether you just sitting on a bus with him, just talking.
But what you seen was what you got, really. He was the funny man, right, on and off.
Yeah, okay. but he was also brilliant about the business and about what he wanted to accomplish, in his music and in his life.
I see.
Very, 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 very smart man, who did a lot for an old boy from Nelson County, Virginia, that I needed a break, and he was a big part of that in my life and always will be. I miss him, and I still can't believe he's gone. I live here in Nashville, Tennessee now, and I still think I can call him up on the phone and talk to him. And still can't believe that he's gone.
And what would you say is the number one thing you miss most about him?
Well, I miss calling him up, and we just talk about the world problems, and like we used to sit up on the front of the bus and talk, and we'd talk for hours and hours and hours just about, you know, family things, and music business, the country, the things, his days with Johnny Cash, all the stories that he would tell sitting up on the front of the bus. And like I said, me being moving to Nashville and being on my own, I'd call him every once in a while for advice or something, and we'd talk for hours just and laugh, and those are the things that I miss. And I saw him on the Grammys the other night. I was kind of flipping through and watching, and his name and his face popped up on the screen, and it just hit me. I just lost it because
exactly.
Just the fact that he's gone, and it really got to me, and I miss his presence.
Yes, okay.
You know?
Now, in the years to come, and this is one of our last questions for today, but how would you like to see the Statler Brothers' music and legacy be remembered?
The Statler Brothers, I hope, will never, ever be forgotten. And if you go back and listen to their songs before I came along, the Statler Brothers were nostalgic. They were historic. They were about God and family and country. That's what their music was about.
Yeah.
And if you could put their music in a time capsule and send it into the future, you would hope that someone would look back at it and say, hey, this is what America was. And, you know, the innocence, and then all of the things that someone would go through growing up in a place called America. And you would listen to that, and you would watch it and go, hey, it's almost a history lesson in what it's like growing up in a magical place called America. And they were American dreamers, and we all still dream today, and because of a place that we cherish so much, these dreams are possible to come true. I would hope that people would look at it and say, here's some old boys from a place in Virginia that knew what life was all about, that let people know what it was like growing up in this magical, wonderful place. So I hope that people would get that, and that know that Statler Brothers were about God and family and country.
And one last question, and that is, what song of Harold's can I play for you on this tribute to him?
Oh, there's so many, but Class of 57 with Don and Harold, we wrote that song, and where there's a line in there that says, things get complicated when you get past 18.
Isn't that the truth?
Ever since I heard that song first time, I heard that line in that song, it kills me when I hear that.
Exactly.
What a well-written song, and the fact that everybody in that song, every person did exactly what they said they did in that song.
Is that right?
So when you listen to that song, you realize that the people in that song are real.
Exactly.
And that, you know, to do that, it takes a certain amount of, the craftsmanship of a song. You won't hear it done any better than in Class 57.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and God bless you, and we'll see you on the TV and radio soon.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I appreciate the opportunity. We love you all, and so thankful for you. Thanks for letting me be on today.
Well, God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store, and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears, and Charlotte's on the make, and Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
stay.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will, Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research, and Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams.
We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds.
Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs.
The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware, Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare, Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife, Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt, where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams,
but living life day to day is never like it seems.
Things get complicated when you get past 18,
but the class of 57 had its dreams.
Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Now, friends, the Statler Brothers have been known to record a few great gospel songs and a few great country music songs, but they also did a wonderful Christmas album in 1978 with some original songs on it, which have today became Christmas favorites. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to a song that Don Reed recorded and also wrote with the Statlers called The Carols Those Kids Used to Sing. With that, we'll dedicate this to the birthday of Don Reed, who just celebrated his birthday on Friday, June 5th. With that, we'll welcome y'all into the Way Back with Johnny show, and we will be back following this to send us into the third and final hour.
About three nights before every Christmas, we'd load Mr. Bradley's truck with hay. 7:30 on the dot on the church parking lot, we'd pile in that old truck and ride away. Just a bunch of kids singing Christmas carols to the hospital and the old folks' home. Sometimes we'd go in and sing them all again to a shut-in who was living all alone. Singing joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. And at Christmas each year, I still love to hear the carols those kids used to sing.
Then one year all of us decided everyone would bring some food on Christmas Eve. Bought a turkey and some toys for some underprivileged boys who lived with their grandma on relief. She had told them there wouldn't be a Christmas, and the look on their faces I still see. I'm glad for what we did, 'cause we made some happy kids dance around where there might have been a tree.
Singing joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. And at Christmas each year, I still love to hear the carols those kids used to sing.
Singing joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
And at Christmas
Christmas each year, I still love to hear the carols those kids used to sing. Singing joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. And at Christmas each year, I still love to hear.
Yes, friends, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show. With that mentioned, I would like to take us into the third and final hour with a couple of the great spiritual songs from days gone by. We remember, of course, the man in black, once again, Johnny Cash, who got the Statler Brothers their first record contract, but also their beginning in music, and an all-time classic called The Old Account. We'll then send us in third and final hour with none other than the Boys from Virginia, that, of course, is the Statler Brothers, and their all-time classic called Power in the Blood. With that, we'll say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and I do hope y'all enjoy these as we send us into the third and final hour.
Well, there was a time on earth when in the books of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below, but I went unto the keeper and settled it long ago, long ago.
Down on my knees,
long ago,
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago.
Hallelujah.
And the record's clear today, 'cause he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. Well, the old account was large and growing every day, and I was always sinning, and I never tried to pray. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, well, I went unto the keeper and settled it long ago, long ago.
Down on my knees,
long ago,
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Records clear today, 'cause he washed my sins away, and the old account was settled long ago. Now, sinners, seek the Lord, repent of all your sins, 'cause this he has commanded, if you would enter in, and then if you should live 100 years below, well, you know you got it settled, 'cause you settled it long ago, long ago.
Down on my knees,
long ago,
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago. And the record's clear today, 'cause he washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago.
Life-giving flow. There's one.